Pretty nice seeing you again. Here comes a train. It's the quickest way to get anywhere. Not today.
The MTA is broken.
You wanted to play that because...
There was a big... It hit the wall today up at 125th Street
yeah,
or something
right?
like that.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they
Harlem.
Could hit the wall.
Yeah, apparently there was an A-train this morning that the... What did they... The emergency brake suddenly activated.
Suddenly activated.
Suddenly activated. So what I want to know, did somebody pull the emergency brake?
I think there's a sign or next
just,
to... I don't know if you've ever seen in
happened?
The subway. It'll yeah. say, under these circumstances, don't pull the thing. Under
oh,
the,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like, if there's a fire, don't pull the emergency brake.
Yeah, don't pull it. Don't stop the train if there's something bad
If there's
happening.
A riot, don't pull
yeah,
the
yeah,
emergency
right,
brake.
Right,
if
right,
there's
right.
an emergency, don't pull on it. So it's like, I'm not sure what the emergency brake is for. If it's
right.
not for any of the... It's
well,
like,
because you don't want to stop the train if there's a bad thing that you want to get away from.
If you pull that going, thing, right, that thing's stuck.
Anyway, somehow it suddenly activated and the train derailed and hit a wall.
Yep.
Hit the wall of the tube.
The tube
tunnel.
Wall, yes.
Yes.
So it was a lot of people who were underground, using
yeah.
only their little lights from their phones uh-huh. to get back to...
See, I always carry
from whence the
like
Morlocks
I carry.
Come.
Yeah, I carry like a real flashlight and.
Oh, you have a real flashlight with you?
Yeah, always.
So you could beat somebody over the head with it?
No, it's little. It's like the kind that cops use. It's really bright.
Oh, those are good for beating people with too.
No,
usually.
No, it's not a big look.
Oh, it's not
right
a big
here.
One.
Here,
let me see.
Look, I'll show you. Okay. See my.
Show
itty
me, show
here's
me,
my,
show me, show me your flashlight. It's the best way to get off the A train.
See?
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
right.
the one where they shined it in my eye and said,
yeah,
follow this with your
this?
Eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they
that's
said,
it.
You can't drive this car and you're under arrest.
Right, that's it.
Oh, should we play the theme song to our show?
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's ready to go, I think.
Okay, hold on.
This is by Young Legs.
Go ahead.
Charming
people
fellow.
People will know it's our show if we play our theme song.
She's an Iowa firecracker. She's as pretty as a 6'9".
All right, so this is the official opening of the show then, since we just played our theme song, right?
Yeah, the show is now officially open.
Okay, so now I can say, hello everybody, nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C., that's Jim the Poet. And the number here is 201-209-9368. We had pretty good luck last week with a question for the listeners, so we have another one this week. This week's question is, have you ever written to a sports star, a star athlete, a sports figure, and if you did you get a reply?
You know, the last person I wrote to, the last sports star I wrote to.
So you've written to many.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
do you want to save it and let the listener? No, let's get him started. Okay, so who was it?
I wrote to Aaron Hernandez and asked him to be on our show.
Yay.
I might have sent it to the wrong jail.
I think what happened was that Aaron Hernandez said, "Oh my God, Sportsy Talk is trying to get me on the show. I'm done.
I don't want to be a. I don't want to be on
be
that show.
I don't want to be alive anymore. If I have
is
to
it
talk
this?
To Sportsy
have
Talk.
I fallen this far?
Yep, that was it. I used to be a star, and now they're Sportsy Talk is writing to me. I don't know. I don't remember ever writing to but one sports figure.
One sports figure
that I remember. Yeah."
Yeah.
It was when I was in sixth grade, and I wrote to Yogi Berra.
Ooh.
Because I thought it was so amazing, the things he said. I just thought, I was like, wow, why does he say
He's
that?
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Why
He's
did
very
he,
funny.
Why does he say stuff like that? That was so cool. So I wrote to him, and I said, I like the things you say, and why do you say those things, you know? And then I, you know, waited by my mailbox for years. And
years?
No. After a couple months, actually, I got something back from, like, a Yankees PR person.
Ooh.
It's a, they sent me like a little the little handout kind of a thing that they were sending to people who wrote to the Yankees. So I got that. That was I was.
That's
kind
of cool though. You get like something
excited.
Back from the.
Yeah, yeah. It was a, you know, it was like it had a picture on it. It had some stuff about the Yankees and how great they were. And
that's pretty
like,
cool.
Okay. I was like, all right, I might still have that. I wonder if I do.
That's pretty neat. Probably I used not. To, you know, I used to submit poems to like the New Yorker and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and I would be so excited to get mail back from them, even if it was like a rejection letter.
Yeah, I know, right? Because at least they.
Like, oh my God! Someone at the New Yorker touched this.
Somebody read my poem. Do you not still send them poetry?
I do, and they continue to reject it.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, they don't even answer me.
No, well, you if you send in the poems to their website or whatever, no one's gonna read those.
Yeah, right.
You gotta mail them.
I don't actually send them poetry.
And send them a crazy letter like written in crayon, like I do.
Anyway, 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you'd like to tell us about the time you wrote to a sports star. I think Bullpen Betty's been writing to Lenny Dykstra via Facebook. So.
Are we sure it's the real Lenny Dykstra?
I don't know. Man, you know.
Could it just be some, like, Lenny Dykstra's brother or something like that?
Is there even a real Lenny Dykstra? That's
She said
thing.
She was talking to him on the phone, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, if you were some guy pretending to be Lenny Dykstra, wouldn't you want to try to
Lenny
get
Dykstra was a, he was a Met, he was a Philly, he was a,
He was a professional ball player.
He was good, he was in jail for a while.
Yeah, he when he retired from baseball, he did some kind of shady investment deals, and he ended up in jail for like 5 years or something.
I mean, you know,
now he's out.
Embezzlement, or you know, it's one of the fraud.
Yeah, one of those things. He has a book out now.
What's the book called?
I don't know.
I Need Money by Lenny Dykstra.
By Lenny Dykstra, yeah. It's like, buy this book so I don't have to, you know.
But she's talking
people.
To somebody who's apparently Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, so she says.
I thought she was a Yankee fan.
I don't even know what the deal is.
She's gonna have to. She's gonna have to explain this whole thing.
I don't know what's happening. But she keeps, you know, really excitedly contacting us and saying, "I think Lenny Dykstra's gonna call your show this week." And we're like, "Yeah, okay." That'd be all right.
But I don't think he's doing it this week.
Why doesn't he send us a copy of his book if he wants to talk to us about his book?
You'll read the book?
I read the books.
Oh, you would read the book?
Yeah, when people send us books, I read the books.
I was trying to get, I trying to get some Olympian on or something like that?
No, you don't. You just get any cute girl you try to get.
What? I'm a sad, lonely loser.
I know. That's why you do a sports talk radio show, clearly.
I mean, I don't want to go out with whatever her name is.
Speaking.
Missy Underwear or whatever her name is.
Speaking of sad, lonely losers.
Yes.
I saw Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa.
Francesa? Yeah, he was broadcasting live from Vanderbilt Hall in Madison Square. No, not Madison Square.
Not Madison. You mean Grand Central Station.
Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
He was there on a stage with some other guy, and he was broadcasting live and doing his show live from
there.
Well,
he's quitting at the end of the year, so I think he's just getting it all out of his system.
It was weird.
He takes the whole summer off, too. I'm surprised he was working at all.
Why is he there? You know, it was strange. Apparently they did their like all their shows that day from Grand Central Station.
If you watch, I used to watch the simulcast of his show, and you could watch him just kind of like read a paper.
Yeah, he
and just
like,
kind of
like
I don't know,
he
man.
He just like falls asleep and
he
stuff.
He falls
right?
asleep on the show.
I mean, he didn't look like he was paying any attention to what was going on. You know, it was just
no. I don't think he does.
Like, he was just like saying stuff.
Mad Dog was the one who paid attention to the callers,
yeah,
and Mike would just like read the New York Post.
We have somebody on the phone.
Yeah,
so
was it Lenny
exciting.
Dykstra, you think?
Oh, let's find out.
We were talking crap about him?
Let's find out. We didn't talk crap about him. We were pretty nice. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Robin.
Bronwyn.
I want to take you between your lips.
I think.
What?
I don't know. The name is Bronwyn, though.
Who's Robin?
I don't know who Robin is.
Batman and Robin?
Sometimes people misunderstand my name. It's not a good radio name. I was advised once if I wanted to make it in radio.
What was your radio name going
to
be?
They just told me I had to change my name. And I was like, well, what should I? This was like a guy who was a program director for a big deal New York City radio station.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, your accent's terrible. And I was like, I don't have
your
an accent.
Your accent's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, I said, I don't have an accent. I'm from Iowa. And he said, your accent is terrible, so you'd have to do country music shows.
What?
I was like, well, there aren't any country music shows in New York? And he said, exactly. And then I said, and then he said, and your name is impossible because no one's ever heard your name before.
But
nobody
that's good.
Understands it. No, it's bad for radio. They want a name that you can, you know, immediately understand. And I said, well, what do you suggest? And he said, Dolly.
Dolly? And I Isn't there oh, already a Dolly?
I said, I guess he thinks that's good, right? So he said, I was supposed to go be Dolly somebody or other on country western radio someplace else. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that seems like terrible advice.
No, it was probably really good advice if I wanted to actually have a career.
A career in country radio in New York?
Not outside New York.
Oh,
not
outside
in New York. There's no New York. Yeah, I mean, maybe there was for a little while, but not
then. Honky tonk radio in New York.
Yeah, not at that time, yeah. So, I mean, you know, I just want to be at WFMU.
Yeah,
I love WFMU.
They've embraced you, your name, you're a legend here.
No, okay, stop that. But, yeah, I just really like it here, so I don't want to go anywhere else.
You don't have to go anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Although
I'm staying here.
Mike Francesa's right quitting, here. So you could take his show over.
You know who wants to take his show over? You know.
No.
Chris Christie.
Chris Christie wants to take a
Didn't
show.
Didn't you hear about that?
Yeah, but he would be awful at it.
No, he really wants to do sports talk radio.
Well, he's not going to be governor of New Jersey after the...
Thank goodness.
Like, by the
right.
January.
Yeah, get rid of him.
And he was on the Twitter the other night during the draft.
Yes, during the NHL hockey draft, right? He got on the...
Danny D let me know via the Twitter.
Oh, yeah, everybody let us know via the Twitter. Chris Christie was on Twitter during the NHL draft the other night, and the Devils picked first because they're terrible.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't realize they were picking first.
I didn't know that they were picking first either, but they picked first, so they picked like the best guy in the draft. And Chris Christie goes on the official Christie twit.
Christie twit.
And he's tweeting out like, oh, hey, great, we're welcome to New Jersey, oh, blah, blah, you know. And everybody just piles on Chris Christie, and they go, aren't you a Rangers fan? Haven't you always been a Rangers fan?
He was like, hey, welcome to New Jersey, and
yeah.
I hope to see you at games. And they're like, I've never seen you at a game.
You have never been at a Devils
game. Here's
a
picture of you
game.
At a Rangers game.
Yeah, he's never gone to a Devils game ever. But and I figured it was just because he was trying to get to be like a sports guy. Like he's trying to establish himself as a sportsy guy.
You know,
he wants to, okay,
yeah.
Guess what?
What? He wants to take Mike's show.
WFAN, which is where Mike Francesa, how does
Francesa?
He say? Francesa. I don't know how to say that name. So he talk about a hard radio name, Francesa?
Yeah.
Is that it?
He's
okay.
Mic'd up.
Yeah, him. He, WFAN, the station that he broadcasts
on,
is owned by CBS.
Yes.
CBS is for sale.
Right.
They're selling it.
All of CBS.
I think the greatest thing in the world would be if Donald Trump bought CBS and then refused to hire Chris Christie as a radio talk show.
He really has treated Chris Christie
He has been terrible.
He keeps
Yeah, he keeps holding out the carrot and waving it around, and Chris Christie keeps like.
Well, there was that weird. There was that weird press conference after he won one of the states, and Christie's like sitting there and he's just like squinting at him and looking out like, is this real? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that was after that. It was it. He was done.
Yeah, that was the end.
What did we tweet about the 80th anniversary of the first ever Czech hockey league game?
Speaking of hockey, yes. Hockey started apparently, I guess, in Canada.
Okay.
And when
it's 100 years ago, it was the 100th anniversary of the NHL.
It never occurred to me that it wasn't like some thing that they played in Europe someplace, you know, but they didn't. So it was like people started playing it after, you know, like in Europe later on. So
right.
The 80th anniversary of the first Czech hockey league game is today.
Okay.
And so we have an excellent picture
on
Twitter.
It's a cool looking team. It's Team Sparta.
Team Sparta with their human puck.
Now, is that what that guy is?
I don't know what that guy is.
He's very round in a Chris Christie kind of way.
He looks like Tweedledum or Tweedledee, one of the two, and I don't know where the other one is. But yeah, it's a very bizarre picture. I'll try to get that up on our comments board later, but I couldn't do it before the show.
One of my favorite things as a kid was reading, there were these books of just like random sports facts, and they would have like a football fact.
Right,
and then
right.
And I guess the story of how hockey was invented was they would play with a round ball indoors on an ice rink, and they would smash all the windows or something like that because the ball would just go flying everywhere. And this guy went, I'm sick of you guys breaking my windows. And he
sawed off the top and bottom of the ball so that it was a puck to make it flat. So that it would stop going all over the place.
Where was it invented? Hockey.
I know, I have to look it up. I imagine in Toronto or something.
Well, the thing is, I dated a hockey player.
Yes,
from
the Czech Republic, I believe.
Well, no, that's the thing. He was from Czechoslovakia when they were Czechoslovakia.
But he's
Slovak.
From Bratislava or something
like that? Yes, exactly. He was Slovak.
Slovaks are good at hockey, too.
He's back in Slovakia.
They really didn't like each other. That's why they broke
that
country up.
So he's back in Slovakia. He still works in hockey. He's a trainer. And I thought it would be great for the anniversary of the Czech, first league thing if we could get him to call in. He doesn't speak English. It'd be fantastic, right?
Yeah, I mean.
And then I would just tell him that we were celebrating the Czech stuff, and he'd like start swearing in Slovak and hang up on us. I thought that'd be great.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, that sounds like
fantastic,
a really,
right?
really good call.
But he's not calling us because I didn't email him about it.
Oh, but he's probably listening. So if you want to give us a call, it's 201.
Yeah. Lubosch, if you'd like to call, 201-209-9368 in America, in the United States.
So I guess they used to play hockey. There's all kind of precursors to hockey, games like hurling, and if you've ever seen that Irish game of hurling where they have an oar and a really hard thing and stuff like that.
That's why I kind of thought that hockey started over in Europe someplace.
Apparently not.
Well,
I think lacrosse started over here. Yes, the Native Americans invented lacrosse.
So I thought
it's a good game. Have you ever seen that on ice? That's crazy on ice too. They play it on ice.
Did the Native Americans invent hockey?
They may have invented ice.
Possibly. Are you looking things up?
I'm looking at Wikipedia. It's a really complicated article.
I don't care.
The name hockey has no clear origin. But it was first mentioned in the 1773 book Juvenile Sports and Pastimes, to which are prefixed memoirs of the author, including The New Mode of Infant Education by Richard Johnson.
Where was that published? Is that an American book or an English book?
It's in England.
Oh.
The belief that hockey was mentioned in a 1363 proclamation by King Edward III is based on modern translations of the proclamation.
Is it English? Is it an English sport?
I don't know.
201-209-9368.
It says Gaelic, so they all seem to think it's...
All right.
I mean, does anything ever freeze in...
Hell?
Hell, no.
Hell freezes over. I was going to say London. Hell freezes over.
Hell.
Yeah, hell freezes over. How's our fantasy baseball league going? Don't tell me how you're doing. Tell me who's in first, please.
Oh, I don't know. But I just made a big trade with Garbage Time.
Oh, yeah?
That's going to change the whole league.
Okay.
We're trying to keep things interesting.
We have another call.
Oh, we do?
Do you want someone
who's going to say something dirty?
Somebody going to say something dirty again?
I hope that's something dirty about me this time.
Yeah, instead of me.
Yeah.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, guys.
David!
I'm brown and I'm proud.
Listener David, hi. Have you ever written to a sports figure, David?
No, my cousin Pat is a hobby that you do where you get autographs from all kinds of famous people. She got from presidents and all kinds of sports people and everybody.
Wow. Did she write to them to get their autographs? Is that how she got them?
Short and brief, maybe to a paragraph or a sentence or two, and she gets all the autographs.
Wow.
Way back in the days, I mean, 17 magazine and, kid stuff. She had all the floppy Beatles flexi disc things for Christmas things, and even more interesting, far more interesting than I am. She's a genius in the family. She went to Purdue, Binghamton, all over the place. Bronx Science, all that like that.
Wow,
and
Bronx
then,
Science.
But her daughter's even more. She got to Yale, Chicago Law again, and she's a genius. And she just had a daughter two years ago. And my cousin Bobby, he gave birth to two sons.
Wow.
His eldest just gave birth to a son. He picked on Phil Tattingill. He could pick on somebody his own size. No, more superior lawman-like. Nice girl. I said, but of course. Nice guy. But
right.
8-pound baby boy weighing into the world. And
well, congratulations.
And excitement. And
congratulations to all these babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And bouncing baby boys. Here we go.
So you never wrote to any sports figures, David?
No, never much of a sports person, you see, because I...
like all our other listeners.
In school... I know some people like to put guys down, and I know how to put girls down, but guys, They say the wind, so he hits or throws like a girl or hits like a girl. Check this out. I was so lame. When the ball came my way, I tried to hit it with the bat above my head, tried to hit the ball anyway.
That works sometimes. Vladimir Guerrero used to hit balls up there.
Yeah. Does it really work?
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's pretty good.
He was good.
Oh.
Every once in a while, you get hold of one of those, and it's forget about it.
Yeah, it must be. But no, they made fun of me. And it wasn't because of the glasses or anything like that. Reagan was, like, blind. And so he put on his father's glasses, and he almost threw the car off the side of the road. He was screaming.
You mean Ronald Reagan?
I can see. He can never play baseball. He always threw him to the side and everything because he couldn't see. And then he put on his father's glasses, and I don't know, he made the more pictures with no contact in Benji yet, but so he had a sight problem. I have the beginning onset. Oh, my health condition. Oh, down there.
Yeah, how you feeling? How you feeling?
They found some scar tissue over the cancer's lung thing, but I expect it to be no more than that. In August, I'll go back for another CAT scan, and it'll prove out to be just that scar tissue.
Well, that's
and
I'll lucky.
I'll continue my life.
Well, you keep us in mind, David, and let us know how you're doing, right? Because we care about you.
Always. I know. I love you, too.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I will see you, David.
Thank you for hearing me. Have a great day.
You too.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aw, David. Listener David, that was David's Corner on Sportsy Talk.
John McEnroe this week was asked the question about how great a player
Serena Williams
was.
Yeah.
And he said before that she's like the greatest athlete and all this stuff. But he said if she was playing in men's tennis, she would be ranked 700th.
Do you remember, like, the whole Billie Jean King thing?
They're making two movies of that.
That was a whole deal. Billie Jean King was a great women's tennis player, and she played, who's that, Bobby Riggs?
Bobby Riggs.
Right? And because Bobby Riggs was, like, all full of crap about how
women... Yeah, and he was,
women,
like, a big
no
showman
woman,
and stuff like that.
No woman could beat a man and all that, so...
I think he knew he was going to lose. I mean, I can't tell. They're making two movies of it.
Wow.
One of them was
Why?
With the... I don't know. One of them was with the lady who just won... Emma...
Peel.
Nope. That would be nice.
Watson.
Nope. The one who just won the Academy Award.
I don't know.
Emma Streisand. No, I don't know
I
what
don't
her
know
name
who
is.
Anybody is.
And then Steve Carell, I think, is the other. Emma.
Well,
Steve
what?
Carell.
Steve Carell's going to play Billie Jean
Emma
King?
Emma Watson. Yeah.
I said Watson.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, is that her
that
name?
Was, that was the second one
I thought
I said.
It was. I thought that was a lady from. Oh, it's
you
not Emma Watson. No, that's the one from.
I don't know what you're talking
Emma Stone.
About. You're confusing me.
Emma
okay,
Stone.
Whatever.
You remember Emma Stone?
No, I don't watch.
You've never seen Emma Stone?
I don't watch a lot of movies because I can't follow the characters because I'm face blind.
You're face blind, so you have no idea who these people
so
are.
So I don't even watch. I have no idea. Nope.
See, I think they should have, because I watch all the.
They should have, like, closed
TV
captioning for face
just
blind
names.
People.
Yeah, with just names of the characters. This is Emma Watson still over
they
here.
They could do that.
Yeah, they could do that, like, tomorrow if
easily.
They wanted to.
Why don't they do that?
So, I don't know. 700th. See, I don't think that's fair.
So McEnroe said that Serena Williams would be, like, ranked, like, 700th among men, and I don't think that's true.
I think we should see.
I think,
let's get it on. She's having a baby right now. Maybe give her a chance to have the child.
Yeah, maybe have her baby first.
And then take on Mr. 700, whoever that guy is.
No, she should take on McEnroe.
Yeah, she would wipe McEnroe out now.
Of course, right?
Now, McEnroe wasn't even that great. He was just sort of amusing.
McEnroe has got a book that he's flogging, right?
So that's what you got to do. You got to make a mess. You got to go around.
He made some kind of scandalous remark to get a lot of attention. So people say, oh, John McEnroe. And they'll go look him up and then say, oh, he's got a book out. Whoa. What's John McEnroe got to say? You know, and who cares? Right? I don't care.
I don't care. I only was amused by John McEnroe because he used to yell at guys, and that was fun because tennis is kind of boring.
Yeah.
His yelling was great.
He had anger.
But he only won like
issues.
Three majors. Like Serena Williams has won like 5,000 majors.
Yeah,
like she wins everything. She's awesome.
Who cares?
Who's Renee Richards? Is a woman who used to be a man.
Renee Richards is my ophthalmologist, or was. For a time.
Is that the same person
the
who
same
plays
Renee
tennis?
Yes, the same Renee Richards.
Was a tennis
Richards,
champ?
A male tennis champ.
Male tennis
transitioned
champ.
Transitioned to
lady.
And became
lady.
A woman. And was also an ophthalmologist and continued doing... Renee Richards is was my ophthalmologist for a time.
Is a good ophthalmologist?
Yeah, sure.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's neat.
Hey, speaking of pride...
Yeah, what's happening? Oh, I brought it up here on the thing, too.
Oh, I got it here.
Okay. Is this our Mariners corner?
Yeah. We have another regular feature is Mariners promotion. This week in Mariners promotions, but this week in the Mariners, they had a special promotion where they were giving away Pride hats, where they were giving away Mariners hats that were rainbow colored for Pride.
It's a pretty good rainbow color.
Yeah. So they were having Pride night at whatever field they play at.
Safeco
Field, and. Somebody tweeted to them and said, I won tickets, but I'm not going to a game that celebrates ungodliness. It's sad our society has been duped to believe that this is something to celebrate. When the Mariners have a Christian Pride night, let me know. Signed, angry. And the Mariners replied in their official tweet or twit or whatever, it doesn't take any duping to celebrate equality and acceptance, something that's been preached for thousands of years. And Faith and Family Day is July 7th. See you there. And then with links to that. And then somebody said, just stick to baseball and keep winning,
stop making political statements. It's not your job. Win a World Series.
And they said, it's not our job to celebrate veterans or salute volunteers or visit kids in schools around the Seattle community, but like something
like this,
we do it anyway because it's the right thing to do.
Hooray, Mariners Twitter.
You were all for the Mariners.
They also did a thing. I saw it on Friday night. Mm-hmm. They were pretending it was the 70s.
Oh, yeah, they had throwback uniforms. Yeah, and they gave away those caps.
They were cool caps
with the, like, the trident.
I got to say, the Mariners are getting it done.
Okay, well, here's what they're doing this week.
Except in the winning.
This week in Mariners promotions for 4th of July, which is a week from today, but it's the next time that they have a promotion because I think they're on the road. They are doing, what's it called? I don't know what the official name of it is. Mariners Patriotic Cowboy Hat Day.
Ooh.
It's a red and white striped crown and then a white band with blue stars on it and then blue on the brim with white stars on it. Cowboy hat.
I saw That's this because
awesome.
I saw a video of the Mariner Moose riding one of those mechanical bulls with the hat
with
on.
With the hat on, yeah. Mariners. Patriotic Cowboy Hat Day.
They're
Woo!
Getting it done.
Yes, they
Except
are.
Except for the winning on the field.
Hey, we got a call on the bat phone, so let's find out.
Oh, yeah, let's go see who that is.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
I have written to a professional athlete.
Yeah,
fact,
I know.
I did that today and yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you talk to...
This is Bullpen
Betty.
Betty,
by the way.
Go ahead. Yeah, so
you sound so disappointed.
No, we know it's you. We're just trying to tell people who you are. So you talked to Lenny Dykstra, is that right? You actually spoke to him on the phone?
I spoke to Lenny Dykstra.
Now, how did you...
we should tell all of the listeners who don't know who that is.
No, we already went through
We've already discussed him.
So you actually spoke to him. How do you know it was him? Did you Skype? Could you see him?
It was definitely him because...
How do you know?
I could just tell.
Okay.
The Dykstra-ness came through in full
effect. Full Dykstra
yes,
effect.
Yes, he was full. He went full Lenny on me on the phone.
Whoa.
Full Lenny. Well.
Nice.
So, I was trying to get him to come on the show tonight.
Yeah.
What's he doing that's so
he's
important?
He's in New Jersey right now.
Why doesn't he come on over to the station? We will have
but
him live
said
in the
he
studio.
He just couldn't, and I tried to convince him, but he couldn't.
Uh-huh.
And then he said he would do it next Tuesday, and I said, okay, but you know it's July 4th.
Yeah.
And he said, that doesn't matter, I'll do it. And I said, do you swear? And he said, yes. And I said, all right.
He does swear, frequently swears.
Frequently, we're not sure.
We're going to have to have the dump button
right on there.
The whole show will
the
be
whole
called
show.
Dump Button.
Dump Button Dykstra.
He said if we ask, like, he'll hang up if we're not, you know, if we go on topics he doesn't want to talk about, and I said, "Well,
that's all.
That's all
we want to talk about is the topics he doesn't want to talk about. I want to ask him
mainly
like,
his family.
What would I ask about his family? For
right, me? And yeah. I said, We don't want to talk about. We want to talk about baseball and
prison. Baseball and prison.
And the Yankees.
Prison.
We want to talk about.
Did he ever play for the Yankees?
No.
No, but I want his position on the Yankees. And I asked him
his
and he
position
gave me
on the Yankees?
Let's save it because it was a good answer.
All right. Well, so the thing is, I am not going to be here next week.
Oh, what?
I'm not going to be here next
week.
Cancel
the show.
No, no, you're going to be here next week, Jim the Poet.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe Bullpen Betty will be here with you.
July 4th.
Are you going to fill in for me?
I will. I think that I can fill in for you. That's Tuesday, right?
Yes, it's a Tuesday. It's the 4th of July. It's a Tuesday.
It sounds a little sketchy.
So if you come in and fill in for me next week, then you and Jim the Poet can talk to Lenny Dykstra, and I won't have to be here. So that'll be fine.
Yeah, because...
Because I am just going to ask him about prison.
I think I might have to go into the witness protection program afterwards, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Why?
Okay.
What's going to happen? What?
What do you think is going to happen?
What's happening?
It sounds kind of exciting.
Well, I don't think I agreed to go out with him.
You're dating Lenny Dykstra?
No! Woo! Dykstra! Dykstra!
So,
nice.
Yeah, so he told me to remind him and that he would come on. And I said, we will promote it. And then if you don't come on, we will make fun of you mercilessly for the rest of your life.
We were going to do that anyway.
We're going to make fun of him. We'll put a big... Tell him to send us his book. He's flogging a book right now. And
well,
if he
I
wants... send us a book so we can read it before we
talk to him.
Do you
want to talk about your book? And he was like, yeah, yeah, I got a book, whatever.
He hasn't read the book.
He hasn't read it. Yeah, he has no idea, right? I really would only ask him questions about prison and really insulting things, so it's probably just as well that I'm not
best
here.
Best that you're not. Maybe
I shouldn't be here for
John P., the People's Call Screen, is very upset he's not going to be able to talk to Lenny Dykstra on the phone next week.
Oh, yeah, he won't be here either.
So maybe I'll have him say a shout-out to
him. All you people with your holidays.
Yeah,
your American
Well, my problem is that I would have to take mass transit on a holiday.
Take the A train.
It's a 4 to 5 hour round trip on a normal day. So on a national holiday when the trains aren't actually running, I just don't think I don't think I could get here and get home again. I don't think it would happen. Especially like by the time we get out of here, it's getting dark and the fireworks are going to start.
Is the whole Lenny Dykstra just going to be him flirting with you? And he's going to be
that'd
like,
be okay. That'd be fine.
And then he's just going to be like, who's this gym guy?
Why is he not really gross?
Are you guys going to have like phone sex on the air and stuff?
What is happening?
That could happen.
What?
Well, I talked to him about Howard Stern a little bit, and
does he have phone sex with Howard Stern?
I told him like I'm a fan of Stern, and that's really why I like love the radio. Believe it or not.
Uh huh.
Did I ever tell you guys that?
No, we never knew this.
Baba Booey.
My friend and I, we used to like do our like own faux Howard Stern shows and record them.
Okay, now Sluggo, my trophy husband, was in love with Beetlejuice from the Stern show. And so for Sluggo's...
That guy died, didn't he?
No, he's not dead yet. But you're thinking of Hank the Dwarf.
Hank the Angry Dwarf died too.
But for Sluggo's 40th birthday... We had a party at a bar in New York City, and I got Beetlejuice to come for his 40th birthday.
Awesome.
And
what?
Beetlejuice came to Sluggo's 40th birthday and sat down with us and spent the whole evening and talked to Sean and talked to all Sean's friends and everything. It was amazing. Yep. And that's what we did. Yeah.
That's
what
he used to always say.
Yeah, he was great. And at the end of the night, he told Sluggo that he could come over and hang out with him anytime. He really liked him.
Wow. That's like, I don't know what celebrity.
Am I like the best wife in the
world?
That's
pretty awesome, yeah.
For getting Beetlejuice.
Did it cost a bunch of money to get Beetlejuice?
Yes, it cost every penny I had, and they tried to jack me out of some more money, too, and I just said, I don't have any more money, man.
That's all I got.
I gave you everything I had. That's it. So then they said, oh, okay, well, we'll
show up. Did he have handlers?
Yeah, he had a really nice guy, this guy Sean that he lived with.
he had a handler?
This guy, he lived with this guy. The guy's name was Sean, and Sean's son... and Beetlejuice came. The son was like really young. He was like 10 or something. And they brought Beetlejuice over. Beetle lived with them because he needed a place to stay.
Right.
And they kind of basically adopted him and took care of him and kept him, you know, in their house like a pet and took him out. And it was really nice, though. I mean, they were very nice people.
Wow. That's a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
Of,
Yeah.
I can't match that ever.
Do you think Lenny Dykstra smells like chew? Like he smells like chewing tobacco, you think?
What do you think? What do you think he smells like?
He's getting like gum cancer after.
I'd like to know what he smells like. That's interesting.
What's he look like these days?
There's a really weird picture of him with his lips all distorted and stuff. Yeah, maybe he doesn't have teeth.
Are you dating a toothless person, Betty?
A toothless guy who smells like old tobacco juice? That's kind of not good.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
So we'll see.
Is Lenny Dykstra single? Is he even single? That's the thing. I mean,
if it matters to him.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a homewrecker.
Homewrecker? His home's been wrecked.
The only home that will be wrecked is mine. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Okay.
So let's move on to the Yankees.
He's divorced, by the way.
Oh, he's divorced? He's available.
Well, he filed for divorce in 2009.
Okay. Yeah, he's available.
Yeah, how are the Yankees doing these days?
Yeah, how are they doing? They're still in first place, even though they keep losing. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like bringing in the Little League team in tonight.
Yeah.
Who's the Little League team?
They're really young babies.
If your
babies.
Name is Tyler or Austin or Aaron, you get to play.
All those guys are playing?
Yeah.
Starlin Castro has been placed on the 10-day DL with a hamstring injury. That's not good.
No, they're all injured and stuff.
Great for a while.
Last night they played the White Sox, and they were up 6-1, and they almost lost anyway.
The White Sox are like the worst team ever.
They are a terrible team, the White Sox.
They play at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Well, they
the name of their stadium.
It used to be called Great American Ballpark.
Yeah,
I was going to go then.
Stupid.
And then they changed the name to something lamer.
Yeah.
And now it's like Guaranteed
Rate. Guaranteed Rate Field.
Wow,
that's terrible.
That's
you imagine
the
there's
name.
Wrigley, which is like Wrigley.
Yeah, Wrigley.
And then there's
that could be illegal.
Fenway.
There's like Stink Park.
Yankee Stadium. I know.
There's toilet bowl garbage park.
Camden Yard.
Guaranteed Rate.
What is a Guaranteed Rate?
Guaranteed Rate. Field.
What kind of business is that? Like,
it's like a loan sharking business in Chicago where they come and break your fingers. They use all the baseball bats to break your fingers with if you don't pay them. That's
deal. What they use the broken bats for.
Yeah, exactly. They take them out.
It used to be U.S. Cellular Field. It was open. It was Comiskey Park. Now, Comiskey was like the really terrible owner that they all threw the World Series because they didn't like the guy.
Yeah.
So it's been named Comiskey Park for 80 years.
It wasn't because they didn't like him. It was because he wasn't paying them.
I think those went hand in hand.
Yeah, I think so.
He was like, whatever, guys. You're just baseball players.
Mm.
And then, it was called Great American Ballpark for a while, if I remember, which is kind of a good name.
Kind of.
And then U.S. Cellular Field.
No, it's stupid. Great American Ballpark is stupid.
Next it'll be
like... It sounds like a theme park.
Preparation H Park.
I know. They should do that for the Royals, because that's what George Brett, when he had his hemorrhoids,
famously.
He did all the Preparation H commercials after a while.
So, Betty, the Red Sox and the Yankees are now tied. It's almost
they're not
tied. A virtual tie. It's a virtual tie. Atop. The Red Sox have played two more games, but have an extra loss and an extra win. Well, they've played two more games because the Yankees like cancel games because they're like, it's raining, let's go. So, what do you think? Do you think the Yankees can keep it together? They've been a little bit of a tailspin. It was like a course correction.
So they've lost most of their great players, like literally in the last week and a half.
Yes.
Ellsbury is back, but they gained one and lost like four or five.
He's made of porcelain. Aaron Hicks is on the DL.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Holiday's been out with some weird.
Oh yeah, he's allergic to something.
I don't understand that. He went out to the West Coast and he had an allergy. He had an allergic reaction to something. They're not saying to what.
Or what the
what I don't understand. I don't. Yeah, I think he got herpes from Derek Jeter's old bat or something.
He's out of the lineup again.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
I don't understand it.
Still dealing with an allergic reaction. That should be in quotes.
But that's been. I know it's been weeks. And he's had an allergic reaction for weeks.
He's growing another nipple or something.
I don't know what's
going on. What is happening?
I have three nipples.
I'm not a monster.
I
have three nipples.
What?
I have a tertiary nipple.
A tertiary what?
A tertiary.
How do you
nipple.
Spell that?
T-E-R-T-I-A-R. Tertiary. I don't know. Tertiary.
All right, so we're gonna nail her down. Betty's coming in.
Yes, next week.
Next week
to talk to Lenny
to have
Dykstra.
Phone sex with Lenny Dykstra on the air.
Right. While I'm gone.
While I'm just kind of like, huh?
You're running the board.
What?
Yeah, that'll be good.
And then Jim, can we watch fireworks?
There's fireworks here.
Yeah,
there's
lots
definitely
of fireworks. Yeah.
We could buy some fireworks from the kids in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And, like, blow up buildings like they do in the Bronx?
You can have fireworks fights.
It's no, they blow up stuff here all the time. It's not a problem. In New Jersey,
we
they don't even notice.
Firework fights. You guys didn't have firework fights?
I did.
There was a fireworks fight up in the Bronx, I think, a couple nights ago that burned down a house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And was there?
It burned down a house, yeah.
And the mother of one of the kids is like, he's like, he went to work at 1:30 and the house did not burn until 3:30, so therefore it could not be them.
Yeah, right. Couldn't
like,
be
no,
that kid.
Actually, maybe it was them.
No, that's when you get bottle rockets and you shoot them at your friends.
Yeah.
That's what the 4th of July is all about.
Last time I was down.
Making a video of yourself burning your, you know, junk off.
The last time we were down in Florida seeing Sluggo's grandma and grandpa, fireworks are legal down there, so we bought a bunch of Roman candles.
Ooh.
And we were holding them and shooting them at this big transformer, electrical transformer, because we thought it'd be cool if it exploded and, like, took out all the power to most of southern Florida, but it didn't happen.
Oh.
And then the cops came in, so we had to run.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July.
I know. People, you know, middle-aged people doing that. It was ridiculous. What?
I think it should be a sport.
It should be a sport.
Wait,
it should be in the Olympics.
How did we get off the Yankees? We weren't
done. No, I'm tired of the Olympics.
Everyone's
tired
of the Yankees.
Yeah, we're tired of the Yankees. We're tired of the Yankees. We want to talk about
World... They were fun when they were hitting home runs every game.
World Taekwondo Federation has changed their name. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, just to World Taekwondo.
World Taekwondo, because the abbreviation was WTF. And they didn't want to be WTF anymore, so they changed it to World Taekwondo, so it's just WT.
World Taekwondo.
World Taekwondo. That's,
you'd think they'd be tough
enough
to...
An actor whose name I would never say again, because I don't want to give him any airtime ever, but that a certain actor is selling Babe Ruth's World Series.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he has Babe Ruth's...
We're not going to say his name?
He has Babe Ruth's...
No, I won't.
Oh, I will.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
So he has Babe Ruth's World Series ring, and he has the contract... Where the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees,
so we could afford to
for a mess of pottage.
We could afford to put No No Nanette on Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. Right, because that guy was sleeping with the actress.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, the owner of the Red Sox.
The owner of the Red Sox, Frazee, Harry Frazee.
Yeah, him.
No No Nanette.
But how did that actor get Babe Ruth's ring to begin with?
He was very rich, man.
He was rich.
He used to get like $1 million an episode to do that, whatever it is.
That stupid show that he did. Yeah.
That was a pretty funny show for a while.
I don't know.
John Cryer.
He saves it now for like his various STD and other...
I think he has to sell it, because he's... I mean, he has like HIV and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's out of money and he owes people.
He's delirious. Yeah,
he's
really messed up.
He's like four ex-wives and like three children.
He has three ex-husbands.
Yep.
He's got all of them.
Yeah, I thought it was entertaining for a minute, and I can't even work.
No, but they were saying that the Babe Ruth's ring that they're selling is like the nicest, that. Someone was like, that should be in a museum,
Right.
Like, don't sell it to some other person.
Well, maybe the person who buys it will put it in a museum. Maybe
I don't think so. It's going to cost millions of dollars.
Yeah, so people have millions of dollars to throw around. They're taking all the money from the poor and taking away the poor's...
They're getting big tax cuts.
Yeah, they're getting to give big tax cuts to the rich people, and the rich people have even more money that they don't know what to do with, and they all have to buy
Does
stuff.
Does anything trickle
so
down? When's the trickling?
No, that's never happened.
I want money to trickle down on me.
They tried that during the Reagan years, and they found that it actually didn't work. The trickle-down thing
doesn't work.
It's not actually effective.
They keep returning back to it every
time
a Republican
wins.
Yeah,
because they want the dough.
I want some trickle. I want some money to trickle on me.
You're not getting any trickled.
Hey, look, it's Danny D is on the board.
Danny D on the comments board at WFMU.org.
Danny D says he's selling the Yankee copy of the trade agreement, which says, like, we'll send you Babe Ruth as pitcher for...
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. However much money.
I don't care.
Thanks.
Thanks, Danny.
He wanted me to watch the Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
Oh, for God's sake.
There was a bunch of crashes and things got crazy and stuff like that.
Azerbaijan
First of all, who
Grand
said who told
Prix.
Azerbaijan they could have a Grand Prix?
Yeah, who said?
And then
what
happened?
No.
They all crashed and there was a crash. Some guys were going backwards for a while.
No.
It was out of control.
Well, that would have been a good answer. Okay, Danny D, last week we asked the question, what's the weirdest sporting event you've ever seen? That would have
the
been
the Azerbaijan Grand Prix
would have been a good answer. Yes, we'll throw Danny D into the ring. You know, hey, I want to talk some more about donkey basketball.
You do?
Yes. Because that was the winner last week, I think, of the weirdest sporting event.
I had no idea. That seems cruel to donkeys.
I have a question about the 3-on-3 ice cubes, 3-on-3 basketball stuff that...
It's old guys playing basketball.
Yeah, it's old guys. They played in Brooklyn. It's old stars. They played at the Barclays Center. I don't know what night, Saturday or Sunday.
Sunday, but they broadcast it on.
Yeah, they recorded it and then they like cut it and edited it and broadcast it on Monday. But I was wondering, like, how would the 3-on-3 guys do against donkeys?
I think the donkeys could take them.
If you got to get to 60 points. Yeah, if you had 3-on-3 versus donkey basketball, like. That would get people to watch, right?
I think people would watch anyway, though. All these old guys got injured, and then Allen Iverson only played like 5 minutes.
Yeah, Allen Iverson said he's not
going to
play.
There's no clock either. So however long it takes them to get to six.
They should be riding donkeys.
No, no, there's no.
Donkey 3-on-3.
It's not a timed game, so they have to get to 60 points and then win by three, I think, or two or three.
No wonder they have to record it.
It took forever.
Edit it. Yeah.
And there's like half the league is injured now.
Yeah,
because they're all a bunch of old guys out of shape.
Put them on donkeys.
I think it should be drinking during the game.
Drinking and donkeys.
And there's a 4-point shot. It's like way out. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. The dude's hurling it.
Okay.
From like half court.
3-on-3 on donkeys with booze. That's our new league.
I think we get Lenny Dykstra in that league.
Probably.
Lenny Dykstra, we want you to ride a donkey and play basketball. What do you do?
At the same time.
I'm there. As long as Betty's there, I'm there.
Yeah. It'll really impress Betty. She'll do anything for a guy who rides a donkey while he's playing basketball.
Did Betty hang up? Are you still with us, Betty?
Betty.
I am. I'm speechless. You guys
speechless.
All right, then. Save it for next week.
Okay. Go Yankees.
Yep.
Maybe call back.
That's all I'll say.
Call back Lenny and see if he'll come in and sit with us. You, me, Lenny.
Oh, wow.
In studio, the whole night, an hour of Lenny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, we might
I'm
need
sure you could talk him into it.
You can talk him into anything. Come on.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know.
Make it happen.
You know, how to talk him into it.
All right, guys, I'll make some magic happen.
Betty.
Wow. 201-209-9368. We're not getting a lot of calls from people who've written to sports figures. Maybe people haven't written to sports figures.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah? We got someone on the comments board, maybe?
Nope.
No.
I have a Tom Brady Matt Lee print I drew over because I couldn't take Tom anymore.
Okay.
As Mayor Frank. no, nobody seems to have written. I wrote to Steve Grogan. He used to be
the
Patriots quarterback back in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, there was Steve Grogan.
Yeah.
And then Tony Eason was their quarterback of the future, and they went to the Super Bowl with Tony Eason, and Tony Eason threw those first 10 passes, 3 of them to the Bears for interceptions.
Wow,
so he was the first guy taken out of that game,
like
and then Grogan
came
in.
This was a long time ago.
But I wrote to Steve Grogan as a child because they only used to put the Patriots games that sold out at Foxborough on TV. You have to watch most of their away games and stuff like that.
Right.
And I wrote to him and I was like, Steve Grogan, you're an awesome quarterback.
Wait, they didn't sell out Foxborough?
They could never sell it out back. It used to be Schaefer Stadium. I think it was named after the old
talk
beer.
As if I know anything about it.
It was Schaefer Stadium, terrible place.
Uh huh.
But now it's Foxborough, it's in the same spot, but it's super nice. And the Patriots are super awesome and all that stuff because they cheat. But they used to just be terrible. And somehow one year they beat the Miami Dolphins and got in the Super Bowl. And so, I don't know. So, I wrote to Steve Grogan, and he sent me his picture.
Oh, he sent you a picture?
I wrote him a thing. I was like, you're the best. You're awesome, dude.
I
can't believe it.
I am a child. Yes. And he sent you
a picture? He just sent me a signed picture of himself.
Signed? Do you still have it?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm going to write to him again, see if he'll send me another one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
But it was
so
cool
alive?
To get something that said from the Patriots.
That's really nice.
I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He didn't write like a hey kid letter or anything. He just like,
I didn't get anything.
Here's my picture, man. Keep loving me.
I didn't get anything from Yogi Berra.
You got a brochure.
Well, something from the Yankees PR department. That was.
Oh, I also wrote to, lately, I write to sports stars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wrote to Adam Jones after remember they gave him the N-word in Fenway? The Orioles guy?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, I wrote to him and I told him I was sorry because Boston fans were jerks.
Okay, good. Did he write back?
Not yet.
He knows that Boston fans are jerks. We got a call.
I think he's aware of that, being an Orioles fan. Hello, Carl, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Mac. It's Mayor Frank calling from Massachusetts.
Hey, Mac.
You guys have talked about this for a bit, but not too much. what's the deal with Tom Brady and that whole kind of best buddies thing where he's kind of contributing to his own charities?
Yes.
He's contributing to his own charities?
Yeah. It's like he's moving money around. And
he's got money in the Caymans?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money.
Have you guys talked about this at all?
A little. We did mention it once, but it was months ago. So why don't you fill in everybody who's listening now?
Thank you very much. basically, Tom Brady, the hero of Massachusetts, you know, Seth MacFarlane's favorite guy.
Yes.
Has been, basically, he has this association with Best Buddies, which is a great charity. I mean to do it no wrong.
Okay.
But Tom has been working with this charity to kind of feed his own charities.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Right. He has a charity called Change the World or something like that.
I'm sorry?
Is Tom's charity called Change the World?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's one of them.
I don't know what his charity is named. But but the problem with me is, and as a fan, is that he is basically using Best Buddies to kind of pay his own charities. So and that's not wrong.
Well, it's unethical.
You know,
it's not criminal.
I mean, you're supposed to use
still doing good work, right?
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to use charity money, you know,
for the charity,
not to
pay yourself for something.
Or that the
is
money
he paying himself though. That's what I don't understand.
Oh, I don't. I think he's just using money from like other charities to help the people that he wants to help.
It's like
with his
thing. Does some work. He raises money for Best Buddies, and then Best Buddies rolls over the money to
charities. To like some charity that he wants to like.
Yeah.
Some
see, the problem
schools
when we,
he
the,
likes
the problem when we
like
tried
that.
To talk about this before was that we didn't really understand it, so we didn't really talk about
sadly,
it.
Sadly, we're not accountants.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah,
we don't.
But do we understand it now? Or
do you?
I still don't understand.
Well, if you don't understand it, we don't. I mean, we haven't looked into it since then. That was like months ago. That was back during the season. We talked a little bit about it.
All right.
And I think the only thing we've talked about Tom Brady since then was his horrible food plan.
He doesn't eat strawberries, and he's never had coffee.
Nobody has his box lunch.
Oh, yeah, we never tried the food.
TB12.
Yeah,
it's like
I want to try the food.
A food box thing. Yeah,
is it
do you think
he's
they'd
doing
send us
the food box thing?
He's
doing
the food box thing.
It's called TB12.
TB12.
Look it up.
Meals.
Yeah, TB12 meals.
Is he a vegan?
Yeah.
Are there no strawberries in this, though?
No, there's no. It's all jalapenos. It's just jalapenos. It's jalapenos.
Is it all dried?
Yes. It's terrible.
Oh, Liz Bird gave me a terrific pickle today, by the way.
Really?
That was a wonderful
Liz Bird
pickle.
Gave you a pickle?
She gave me a pickle that somebody
gave me. That sounds dirty.
No, it was a delicious pickle.
It was good? Okay. All right.
I don't know. There's a lot of words. We're going to look into
it.
We're going to
look into it.
We're going to investigate this Tom Brady fellow.
We will report back. That guy hung up on us. Thank you, Listener Mac. The College World Series tonight could be the end of the College World Series.
Oh.
It's Florida Gators versus the LSU Tigers.
How are those guys doing?
It's a best of three series, and Florida won last night. So if Florida wins tonight, that's it, and Florida's the champion. There are no Beavers left in the College World Series. There are no Cox in the College World Series.
Ooh.
No Beavers, no Cox.
These are performance meals from Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You can perform.
High protein, 100% plant-based, gluten-free, limited in use of refined sugars.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound very good.
No, it's nasty.
Look at this bowl, man.
It's just nasty
stuff. It's like paramecium and amoebas.
Yeah, it's bad.
Hey, look, it's Devin.
Devin's here.
Devin, what's happening on the Morricone Island tonight?
Wojciech somebody that I can't pronounce
Wojciech
the name.
Wojciech Kaczewski, part two of the interview.
Part two.
Wow. Exciting conclusion.
These Tom Brady meals are $78 a week.
Yeah, they're bad.
How many meals do you get?
One. It's just a
one?
Big, just a big pile of
view this week's menu.
Yeah, view it.
It says purple
don't
carrot.
Eat it. Yeah, don't eat
it. Wait a minute, how many? One to two persons.
Can I tell you about how the guy almost died in the stands at the...
Oh, yeah, but somebody saved him.
Yeah, okay, we don't... We're
don't
out of town. We're out of time.
We're out of town?
We're out of time. Time. T-I-M-E.
Better bean burger with special sauce and classic potato salad.
Yeah.
Would you eat that?
No.
Watermelon poke bowl.
No.
With macadamia nuts and sea lettuce dressing.
Sea lettuce.
Carrots.
What the hell is sea
soca with red lettuce blackberry salad.
No.
Oh, man.
Man.
This is going to... I'm going to be on the toilet all next
week
if
really,
I try this.
Right? You would be really sick if you
this
ate
is,
that.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. All over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org.
Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless. I won't be here next week. Jim the Poet will be here with Bullpen Betty and perhaps Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra will be here making out with Bullpen Betty.
Yeah, that'll be exciting, so tune in.
National Weather Service has issued a special marine warning for the following counties areas at 5:26 a.m. on June 28, 2017, effective till 6:28 a.m. Maybe I don't have to.
Our guest today is Wojciech Golczewski, Polish soundtrack composer of horror and sci-fi films, television programs, and video games. He joins us to discuss his most recent score for Mohawk, along with his debut solo release of decayed dystopian 8-bit synth madness entitled Reality Check, and its prequel, The Signal, both available on vinyl through our friends at Death Waltz Records and in Europe through Data Airlines. Wojciech also composed the scores for 400 Days, We Are Still Here, Beyond the Gates, Dark Souls, and many others. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You're putting out your first releases through Death Waltz Records appear to be non-soundtracks for Reality Check and its prequel, The Signal. How did you get involved with Death Waltz Records? What was the decision to make it a non-soundtrack for your first release?
When you're doing films, I just tend to do a lot of demos. And I decided at some point that, you know, when I was really, really fed up with films in terms of the creative freedom, you're not getting that much of it when you're doing films. So I decided that it would be a good therapy to actually do something on my own at this point. So I just browsed through all the demos I made through the years and find out that there's like literally close to 500 of these. So I selected 50 and decided to actually rewrite it and make something totally different from what it's supposed to be initially. So I went with synthesizers, which I wasn't really using to that point that much in my films. And in pretty much 2 weeks, there was Reality Check done. And yeah, I just pretty much just hid it for like a few months, maybe half a year. And then I actually sent recommended to John Bergen from Lakeshore Records and Brian from Lakeshore, and they were really, really into it. So I decided that maybe it's actually worth to release it. My friend Travis Stevens, the producer of We Are Still Here, introduced me to Spencer from Def Waltz, and he was like, this is really, really good, let's do it. So it was pretty smooth because it was the second person I actually sent it out to. I actually sent it out to the different label the first time. They loved it, but they didn't release the original stuff, right? They were just doing soundtracks, and they are doing one of my soundtracks. They are supposed to do it for a while now. At that point, they weren't really doing non-soundtrack stuff. So that was kind of a short story, to be honest. It was really fast.
And I would assume that that would be a preferred label for you, Death Waltz and Spencer Hickman.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just like totally Death Waltz, although I have a friend in many labels as well, like Lakeshore, Waxwork.
And Data Airlines releases most of your work in Europe?
Data Airlines is a longtime friend of mine. I found out that he was actually running a label himself, mostly focused on cassettes, but now he's switching to vinyl as well and releasing a lot of vinyl stuff. You can say I'm a part of the label as well at this point because I'm doing small work for them. So Def Waltz and Data Airlines, two mother labels, and Lakeshore guys are really, really great friends and supporters, but they're just operating on a bit different level than Def Waltz and Data Airlines. They are doing a bit different. Not everything I can do with Lakeshore, although I'm sure we will do a lot more stuff together as well. So Beyond the Gates coming as well. That's the first soundtrack of mine that's going to be on Def Waltz.
But how is it in the year 2017 to hear your music now being released on cassette tape?
I can honestly say that I don't have a cassette player. I never actually listened to any of my own tapes. It's pretty stunning that people are actually coming back to it. But, you know, there is a certain warm analog quality of the sound, and I can totally understand that people are actually getting back to it. It's not going to be so popular as vinyl, I guess. And I'm just like still stunned how many cassettes we actually set. You know, reality check, at this point, I think we sold around 250 or 300 cassettes. It's like people are not selling that many of records, not to mention cassettes, right? So I would never actually guess that someone at any point will just buy a cassette with my music. I have the cassettes and they are just like really, really cool stuff to actually have. The main idea behind it is like it's just like really collectible, and people just like to own stuff and like to own the music again. Like I really hate CDs, kind of soulless, right? So, and I think many people actually feel the same. So I can understand that people are just going back to vinyl and cassettes. Yeah,
a little bit of the retro tape hiss the crackles of the vinyl.
That it's just also an unique experience of actually listening to music, because you're not rushed. You have a temptation to skip something, you don't, and then you discover, wow, good that I didn't actually do that, right? Because in second part of the song, this is just like an awesome track. When you're listening Spotify or any digital media or CD, you just press one button because you don't like the first 10 seconds and you just skip immediately, right? And when you're listening to the vinyl or cassette, you're kind of forced into actually, you know, fully immersed with the music and just give it some time to actually grow on you. I think that's also the reason that many people actually discovered my music, because they took the time to actually listen to it, right? Because if it was just like a digital release, many people wouldn't really give it a try, right? Because it was just like you check 1, 2, 3 first songs, you don't like it, you just throw it away and move to the other thing.
Quickly move on, yeah. There's more focus when you have to take the time to take the record out, put it on, sit down. You know, the same thing with the cassette, I would assume, even though I haven't fully re-embraced the cassette, even though I grew up on them.
Yeah, I actually, we were talking about me relocating to my new home. Last week, I was visiting for the last time my old apartment because I had to take the last two boxes I actually bring here was with my cassettes from my teenage years, right? So there's 200 cassettes with all kind of music, soundtracks, grunge, metal stuff. Yeah, I'm just going to keep them for my son, pretty much. At some point, he would discover not only the cassettes, but what's on the cassettes and how cool the music actually sounds, and you know, all the little booklets and stuff like that, which is you know, a thing of their own.
Becoming collectible again, even though there was a time you would never think they would be worth anything.
When I was a teenager, I was buying stuff only for the cover, because I liked something. You know, we didn't have an internet. I was just like visiting a store and I saw a beautifully released tape or even CD with some like great artwork in it. And I was just buying only for the artwork. That's how a lot of great bands and musicians was discovered, to be honest, back in the days. And that's pretty much the same what I'm trying to do. That's why.